Now, we come to the third and last handwriting here. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, now listen to him here, verse 17, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Now, will you notice that word marks? And if you want to read the handwriting that was on the Apostle Paul, and that's what he's talking about, I bear in my body the marks. And the word is stigmata. It means scar marks. And Jesus had written on the body of Paul. If you want to see the handwriting of Jesus, look upon Paul's body even. And over in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, at verse 23, he says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I'm more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. He says, I've received 40 stripes, save one 5 times. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep in journeys often, and so on and so on. My friend, that man had marks in his body. The Lord Jesus had written in large letters on the body of Paul. Now, the stigmata were the sufferings of Jesus in his life. You know, in the body of Jesus, there were 5 wounds, and Paul was beaten all over. That was his stigmata. And that word, by the way, was used in Paul's day. It was used when a slave ran away. And when he was found and brought back, he was branded in the forehead. I think it was Cave Forum that was put there, CF. And then it was used by soldiers. They didn't go and have any tattooing done, but many of them who were in famous companies, why, they would have the name of the commander actually tattooed on their forehead. And then the devotees of a pagan goddess. And there was much of that in Paul's day, there in Asia Minor, especially in the Roman Empire. And these devotees, they were fanatics. They'd have that on them. Paul says, I've got on my body the marks of the Lord Jesus, and let no man trouble me. Paul says, if you want to know the things I've written to you out of deep emotion, and the things that I've written with great conviction, if you want to know whether I believe them and whether they're real in my life, read my body. Look at my body. Just like a cattle and sheep are branded, the owner puts his brand on him, and you can always tell the owner by the brand. I was raised in West Texas in the day before they had too many fences, and that's the way you could tell it, was the brand. Now look, circumcision costs you nothing. It's just an outward sign. Paul says it's nothing. And he had been circumcised. But he says, I bear the brand marks of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus is riding upon my body and upon my life. And I think that today he stoops down again and writes, not on sand in the temple, but he writes upon the lives of those that are his own. He puts a branding iron on us, my friend, on his sheep and on their hearts for eternity. Oh, how important this is today. And there's so little of that that's seen in the church. Those who are willing to bear reproach for Jesus' sake. And that's the thing that backs up a living faith that he's talking about. Our time is up. And we'll begin Psalms next time. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.